Hallo and welcome. Hello and welcome to the Dutch language. I want to show you directly from the beginning, direct van het begin, that you're going to get to know a language that's not really foreign or alien to you. There's a real common basis between the Anglo-Saxon part of English, which is a large part, and the Dutch language. Essentially and structurally, English is Anglo-Saxon, meaning German, Germanic, as is Dutch. In fact, Dutch is much closer to English than German. The only language even closer is Frisian, which is still spoken in parts of the northeast of the Netherlands. Now, there are lots of similarities, both in sound and spelling, and the difference is sometimes no greater than, say, that between American English and British English. You say tomato, and I say tomato. For example, cat in English is kat in Dutch. Mat in English is mat in Dutch. So what do you think the kat zat op de mat means?
The cat sat on the mat.
The cat sat on the mat, of course. You're going to leren, to learn, the basics of the Dutch language as quickly as 1, 2, 3, as 1, 2, 3. So, again, welcome, spelled W-E-L-K-O-M. The W is pronounced like a V. Welcome. So, let's look at some more similarities. Water in English is water in Dutch. Water. So the W is pronounced like a V and is a real long open ah sound with a slight touch of the R at the end. Water. Okay, give it a go.
Water.
Water. That's right. The word for is simply is. So it's the S of sun. Okay. So, how would you say water is?
Water is.
Water is. The word for it is het, spelled H-E-T. But in everyday colloquial language, it is usually pronounced ut. Ut. So your mouth is sort of in neutral, if you like. Ut. Ut. So, how would you say it is?
It is.
It is. So, how would you say it is water?
It is water.
It is water. The word for here is hier. Hier, spelled H-I-E-R. Hier. So how would you say, it is here?
It is here.
It is here. The word for warm is warm. So it's spelled exactly the same. W-A-R-M. Warm. Warm. You say that for me?
Warm.
Warm.